well de gesunde Podcast zu Lützeburg an de beschäftigt immer eis mat Balance, eisem Gleichgewicht, eisem Wohlbefannen. Und wir gucken noch ganz verschiedene Techniken, wie vielleicht können etwas zu verändern. Heute geht es um etwas, was ein bisschen mysteriös ist, nämlich Thema Schlaf. Ja, wir waren alle schon mal da, drei Tage her, den sich. Und jetzt könnt ihr einfach nicht umschlafen. Für die Eng, also den emolisch sagt, man für verschiedene Leute, gehört das leider zum Alltag. Oder zu allen nicht. Schlaf, also ist ein Zustand von absoluter Ruhe, bei dem Menschen, deren Puls, Atemfrequenz und auch den Blutdruck verändern. Und an unseren Schlafphasen, also der Schlaf natürlich auch ganz wichtig, dass die gesund und equilibriert ist. Mehr weder zu viel noch zu Mannschlaf als gut für uns. Auf wem wir können besser schlafen, mehr ausgeglacht ruhen und ein Gesamtbild mehr balanciert sind, das gehen wir heute mit der Masha Nobilo gewohr. Die freie Interpretin und Übersetzerin ist heute aktiv Coach, sie ist Embodied Facilitator, Sleep Coach und Movement und Acro-Yoga Enseignant und gerät auch ein Team von Coachen bei einer neuen App, die sich Fabulous nennt. Sie wird uns ein bisschen mehr darüber erzählen. Masha, we are going to continue in English.
Yes, I would love that. Hello.
Hello. So you're joining us from Madeira.
Absolutely. From the beautiful island of Madeira, which is very much helping my quality of sleep, I have to say.
I can imagine. So you used to be in Luxembourg, so you know a little bit the context of the people working here, but now you're on this beautiful island. We are going to talk about sleep. So First, I would like to just start with the very simple question, like what is sleep to us?
Yeah, that is a good question. Usually what I get asked from the get-go is what is good sleep? Because sleep in and of itself, we all know it's a biological necessity. It's a non-negotiable, yet we treat it like it's not a non-negotiable, right? It's usually the first thing that we cut out of our productive and busy lives. But if I'm to answer the question, what is good sleep? The answer is it depends, right? So there's a way of looking at it from the subjective point of view, right? Good sleep, also you can look at it is how you feel in the morning, right? If you're waking up consistently feeling refreshed, feeling energized, then you're probably sleeping well. If you're not, you're probably not. However, there is an objective answer to this as well. Sleep in and of itself is a series of cycles. Throughout the night, we have different series of about 90 minutes each in which we have non-REM sleep, which is the deep sleep, and REM sleep, which is the part of our sleep in which we usually dream, right? And we absolutely need to go through several cycles of this non-REM and REM sleep in order to get all of the benefits that sleep can bring us. That's why it's very unadvisable to tell somebody, yeah, you can sleep 6 hours a night and it'll be fine. While actually you do need your 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night.
Yeah, so it depends on the individual, but yeah, it's important to have this kind of break from the daily life. And so you were just telling it's a different thing for everyone, but how can I find out? Like you said, if I wake up in the morning and I feel tired, which is my case sometimes, I mean, I'm a mother of two, my sleep changed a lot since I'm a mother. But then I just get up and it's fine. But when does it start to become really a problem? You see what I'm trying to say? So there's the thing, like phases in life where you have more sleep, you have less sleep, but you're still kind of in balance. But when is it really out of balance?
Yeah, this is very much a subjective question, and maybe you can answer it for yourself while I give you an idea. It starts to be out of balance when it starts to affect your mood, also your performance. The mood can also influence how you are with other people, how you are with your family, how you are with your colleagues. When it starts to also influence the decisions that you're making in life, but also just the quality with which you lead your life. The only problem with this question is that humans are wonderfully wired to adapt to anything, even bad situations. So what usually happens with people when they start slowly starting to be sleep deprived, whether it's, you know, due to having a small child, so you have to wake up several times in the night, or just having a stressful life, over time, this is a good thing about humans, but also not, we start to get adjusted to this new reality and we start to think that this is the norm. However, it's been proven that people who are sleep deprived are a very bad judge of how they're actually doing. So in order to know if you're if you are having the bad benefits of sleep deprivation, there is a prerequisite, which is taking it a few steps back and starting to learn more about yourself and starting to see the signs of poor quality of life starting to creep in due to the lack of sleep.
Mm-hmm. So the sleep can be the starting point to look at a more holistic image. So that's also what you're saying.
Absolutely.
On the website, because it's not the sleep as itself. It's really a mix of everything in our life. So can we talk a little bit about that? So it's not only the sleep, right? There's like nutrition right. coming in. There's like views on the world coming in. I mean, your own life. So how can we start talking about sleep in our life?
Yes. So the way that I like to look at sleep is reverse engineering it. So usually when people have trouble sleeping or they identify as insomniacs or sleep deprived, the thing that they start to focus on is the sleep itself, right? So taking a lot of, I don't know, lavender tea or putting on some soundscapes before sleep. And all of this is great. And it does aid to calm down the nervous system. But the work that I do is actually taking a few steps back and looking at how people structure their days and what are the things in their day that leaves their nervous system wired and tired. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you an idea. I mean, one of the taglines you might have seen on my website is good sleep starts the moment you wake up, right? Mm-hmm. Because from the moment you wake up, every single thing that you do influences how your nervous system is responding during the day and how it's going to be able to unwind at night, right? But usually when people have sleeping problems, they tend to just focus on the last maybe half an hour of their day, fixing that. But it usually doesn't do the job if you've been sleep deprived for a long, long time.
Yeah, which is usually also when these thoughts come, right? Where you can't stop anymore. I mean, I remember that from a time in my life where I used to have a very stressful job and that was a choice, right? So my life changed a lot since then, but I remember being in bed and these thoughts would come and they would not go away.
Yes.
And I would like to solve stuff. And first thing in the morning would be the same thing. I would wake up to those same thoughts again. So yeah, this is years, in my past. But so what could people do now that are mm-hmm. in this situation now, you see, like who maybe don't even know where to start?
Great question. So a lot of people that come to me, they tell me, oh, yeah, Masha, I see how you've changed your life, but I can't do that,
which is
absolutely true. I did a very drastic thing. I mean, I moved to a beautiful island. I changed jobs I changed from my stressful job to my purposeful job. However, there are things that a person can do in their daily life to bring in pockets of, I like to call it pockets of goodness throughout the day that really help regulate your nervous system. And what I mean by that is, first of all, starting from the moment you wake up, I help people create small morning routines that are filled with one, things that are good for them, whether that's a short meditation session, a short dance session, a bit of time petting their dog, whatever gives them that boost of dopamine or feel good chemicals in their body. But also little bits of pockets in their morning ritual that give them pleasure. Right. And you can do this throughout the day as well. So finding even 5 or 10 minutes for yourself a few times in the day that are just for you and just for your pleasure, whether that's good food, a bit of movement, a bit of, for some people, it's just spending time on TikTok. Right. I don't know.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. It could be absolutely anything. It doesn't seem like it's much, but having these small pockets really helps give your nervous system the signal that you are well, despite the fact that your job may be stressful, your life might be stressful, you're giving signals to your nervous system, you're still okay. And that very much helps in the lead up to the night to help you wind down and be more receptive to actually letting those stressful thoughts not plague your mind so much.
Mm-hmm. So this is how you help people. And this is through the internet. So it's like really I mean, we've all experienced this since COVID anyway. Many things have become just from everywhere in the world. But so how does this look? I mean, how does this work?
So first of all, the way that you can work on this is, yes, you can work with me. You can work with one-on-one sleep coaching, but you can also do this yourself by finding different ways of putting small, pleasurable habits into your day. Do you want me to give you an example?
Yes, please.
Great. Maybe I can give you, would you like one from your own life so that it's also relevant to you?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
All right. So there is a beautiful trick that is taken from behavioral science, which is called the habit sandwich. And the idea is taking a small thing that you want to embed in your day that you know is good for you or is pleasurable for you, and finding a way to make it sustainable and doable in your life. So, Sarah, do you have something that you would like back into your routine or into your day?
I have to think now.
Yeah, I put this on you.
yeah. Okay. Like, having a cup of tea, sitting in nature.
Okay. Cup of tea, sitting in nature. So the habit sandwich.
Just by myself. Yeah.
By yourself, enjoying your own time. Perfect. So I'll just give you the structure and we'll see how we can put this together. So the habit sandwich is you take that new habit that you want in your day and you place it right after a neutral habit. And a neutral habit is something that you do every day that you don't need to think about too much. It just happens automatically. And you follow up that new habit with a rewarding habit. So something small that you look forward to doing that gives you a bit of, again, dopamine or oxytocin, the feel-good chemicals. So let's say that you want to put, in which part of the day would you like to put?
Yeah, in the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah.
So what could be a neutral habit that sparks you either going to make the tea or going outside?
Yeah. So the thing is, like, we're really into my life now, but it's okay. It can be relevant for other people too. So I make breakfast for my kids, right? This is something is unavoidable because they wake up in the morning, they're hungry. That's what happens. I cannot have my tea before that. So it should be after that. So that's like a habit, like something that happens daily, right? It's something that has to happen. So after that, I should just go out, which I try. Doesn't work every day.
That's okay. Okay. So the making of the breakfast is telling your, like, you finish that task and that tells your nervous system, okay, now is the time for tea. You take your tea and you go outside, I suppose, in the garden. Am I correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Great. So what is the reward that you're going to give yourself after that? Even though that might be rewarding itself, but it's really important that you give yourself something rewarding, something that's easy to do.
Yeah. I don't know now. See? Maybe read something like time. Interesting.
Something
that would be the reward already, right? That would be the sitting in peace and having my time. Yeah, maybe add some meditation, which I usually do in the evening. I don't get time to do it in the morning. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something like
that. It can even be something as small as you having a cup of coffee. I mean, you're having tea then, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or just going to see your kids, because that also is something pleasurable, right?
Okay.
So, but it's really important to keep that structure of neutral habit, new habit, rewarding habit, because it actually, if you do this enough for at least a week, it will create new synapses in the brain and you will start associating the reward with the new habit and it'll start being more part of your routine. And this is the basic formula.
Yeah.
This is the basic formula to put any small thing of beauty or use something useful in your day without it taking too much of your time.
The sandwich idea I like.
Yes.
I mean, because you can really see the layers.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So you see how this works, right? We're not actually looking at sleep, but looking at how to improve little pockets of time in your day so that you're going to bed with more sensations of pleasure, fulfilledness, rest, whatever it is that you specifically need.
Yeah. So going from there, like, let's say you want to start with this. This is something that takes time, though. It's not something you can just change in, like, let's say a week. So from your experience, it takes different times for different people, right?
Absolutely. And the thing that each person will focus on will be very individual. However, you would be surprised at how the little steps make a huge difference over time. You mentioned in my intro, which I'm happy that I understood the Luxembourgish. you mentioned the app that I work for, which is fabulous. The basic structure of that app and habit building through that app is to make things as small as possible mm-hmm. and to do as less as possible in the beginning. Like the first habit that you do in that app for every single person is drink more water. That's okay, it. Do that for a week, right? But even just doing that for a week and showing yourself that you're consistent and that you're successful in it has a positive effect for you then next week, adding on something else and then adding on more. So no matter how small the first step is, it makes a huge ripple effect. It's like adding each day being 1% better, and then the next day 1% more, and it adds up over time.
And then come in the different layers of your life, right? Because you start mm-hmm. with sleep, and then now we just talked about habits, we talked about the money. Right. What about nutrition? What does that have to do with sleep? Obviously, if you eat a big meal before going to bed, yeah. that's going to hinder like a very restful sleep. But what else can be there?
Okay, so there's absolutely different ways of looking at this. And normally in my work, if a person wants to focus exclusively on nutrition, I refer them to a nutritionist because that's mm-hmm. not my field of work. But what you said is very important. So going to bed with a full belly will create agitation in your sleep. Whether you've had a great day or a bad day, your system will be working to digest instead of working on the restorative processes that sleep can bring, right? So that's the main bit. But everything else, I look at it from an intuitive point of view, right? If I notice that there's days, one after consecutive days in which I'm eating poorly, in which I'm going for junk food, maybe that's something for me to look at, not specifically at the food, but as to why right. am I reaching mm-hmm. for this, mm-hmm. right? So this work always focuses on taking it a few steps back and looking, peeling the layers of the onion to see why are you behaving this way? Why are your food choices bad? Why are you constantly going for poor choices in relationship? Why are you not setting boundaries at work, right? That's the work. That's where your good sleep starts.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I mean, it comes together with all the other things that you do, like going disembodiment. I mean, all these things that go back. Yoga, of course, I know about that too. So it goes to the same direction. Actually, the happiness comes from within and the balance comes from within. And whatever we do outside comes out at the same way. So if we really have trouble sleeping or if we have problems with nutrition, I mean, it goes into the same direction. But so how do you work with the people? Like, do you do yoga with them? Is it mm-hmm. more about talking? Is it meditation? Is the embodiment coming in? What is your technique?
All in one. Of course, not all in one session and not all in one go. So what usually happens in a sleep coaching session is that we take a look at the easy things, the things that a person has probably already dabbled with, which is sleep hygiene. So these are things like how much coffee are you intaking and in which time of the day? Are you drinking any alcohol? What is your morning routine like? What is your workout like? Are you exposing yourself to devices late at night? And how much sunlight are you getting early in the morning? So those are basic sleep hygiene things. And for most people, it's quite intuitive. However, when we start dissecting what these things actually, how they're showing up in their life, we can already hear fix certain things, so to speak. But then in the later sessions, we go a layer deeper. We take a look at why people are not exercising if they want to exercise, why they're not meditating. Are there any intrinsic self-belief bits here that we need to look at and we need to peel away? Taking a look at some more difficult things, such as how we relate to others, how is our communication? But that all comes down the line when there's a more trusting relationship between me and the client.
I can see the spark in your eyes. I mean, I can hear that also through your voice. Mm. It's like really, this is what you're meant to do. And I can feel that. So I imagine that the people are very grateful too, that this work is going well with the client, and then at some point they don't need you anymore.
Well, hopefully, yes. Yeah. I mean, that's the hope of all coaching, right? That you've given enough tools for the person to be independent enough to make very informed decisions. And what I mean by informed is that informed by their own selves, that they're constantly listening to themselves and they have built a system for themselves that they could fall back on. So coaching is not forever. Coaching is for a set of sessions until you feel like, okay, I got this now, I can take it on my own.
Beautiful. So can you tell us maybe something that we could do now, like a little exercise that we can just try to do what we did earlier with the sandwich, but that was more based on me. So maybe you have something else that we can just try to do to calm down our minds or...
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what I can offer you is a short exercise, which is kind of, I like to call it tactile meditation, that I like to give to people to use whenever they feel like they want to wind the nervous systems down. This can be during the day. This can be right before bedtime, but it can also be very, very beneficial for people who wake up in the middle of the night and have a hard time falling back asleep. Mm-hmm. And the exercise is called main squeeze, and it comes from the Feldenkrais method, which I'm a practitioner of. And I will do my best. Of course, the people maybe watching the clip will be able to see what I'm doing with my hands. However, I'll do my best to describe it so that people listening can also follow. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So wherever you are, shift in such a way so that either the soles of the feet are touching the ground or any part of your foot so that you feel connected to the earth, feeling your sitting bones on the seat. And we're going to start with a quite funny hand gesture, which is if you place your hands in front of you and you're looking at the back of your hands, you're going to cross one thumb over the other.
Like a butterfly.
Like a butterfly, exactly. So in my case, my left thumb is on top. So here you're going to catch that top left thumb with your right fingers as if you're squeezing that thumb. And you're going to extend the right index finger and catch that right index finger with your left fingers. And now take this concoction and gently place it in your lap and take a moment to close your eyes. And there's nothing much to do in this moment, except take a few moments to become aware of the temperature of your fingers. Notice if there's any moisture on your skin. And taking a few moments to sense also the emotional quality in your body. And which parts of your body are moving as you breathe. Now I'm going to invite you to keep following your breath without changing anything in particular. And with your next inhale, I'm going to invite you to give a gentle squeeze around your thumb. And with an exhale, letting go of that squeeze. And keep repeating that. Every inhale, give a very small squeeze of your fingers around your thumb. And with an exhale, letting it go. And do this so softly and so gently, as if these were the fingers of a small child curling around your thumb. And have the squeeze be just as long as your inhale and the letting go just as long as your exhale. And as you do this, I invite you to gently let go of the squeeze of the thumb. And now with every inhale, give a bit of a squeeze of the index finger. Exhale, letting it go. Same quality. Making it so soft and so imperceptible as if you could only barely feel the squeeze. And then keeping your eyes closed, if they were closed, slowly start unfurling your fingers away from each other, but do it so slowly, slower than you would like, making it very, very soft. And then placing your hands wherever feels comfortable as you blink your eyes open.
Wow. That was nice. Yeah, interesting, no? Because I could really feel that baby hand. No, that's what they do. So very interesting. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, this is an exercise that is taken from the Feldenkrais method. There is a beautiful way of pairing your breath to the simple flexion and extension of any muscle. We now did a very like intricate hand position. However, you could be doing this in any single way. You could be just, you know, having your fingers around one finger, or you could be just closing and opening your palm as you do this and you pair it with your breath. And it has a beautiful way of calming down the nervous system and bringing online the ventral vagal system, which is responsible for our deep feelings of rest and in general, the rest and digest system. So something for everyone to try out whenever you need it.
Perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Masha, how do you sleep?
I sleep now very, very well. My kryptonite is sleep. So one of the reasons why I got into this work is because, you know, when I'm stressed, when I'm anxious, the first thing that goes out of the window is sleep, right? And there was a point in my life where my anxiety levels were so high that I would have 3 or even 4 nights in a row of really poor sleep. And I'm talking about like 2, 3, 4 hours, maybe. And even though I was spending a lot of time doing all of the sleep hygiene, I started to realize through my work as a movement practitioner and as a coach that this is not enough, that I have to start looking at the deeper layers of my life. And now that I've done this work for quite a while now, my sleep is quite good. And I made a post this morning about how every single thing that we do in the morning absolutely matters for the sleep that we're going to have in the evening. Like this, so those that are listening on the podcast cannot see it, but right beside me, I have a beautiful bouquet of flowers that I bought for myself. This is not just for the sense of aesthetics. This is for me being reminded, my nervous system being reminded every day that there is beauty and that there is pleasure in the day. And this is part of my daily practice for sleep as well.
Beautiful. I think people should definitely have a look at restfulsleep.eu. That's your website.
That's right.
It's as beautiful as the flowers that I can see right now. And it's very nice. And they can have bits and pieces. We're also doing videos, so you can also have a look at how you work. And maybe at the end, we can just talk a little bit about your new project coming up. So it's an app called Fabulous, where you are not the only one.
Yes. So there's actually 2 apps. So Fabulous in it. Fabulous is I'm leading the coaching team for this app, which is already widely, it has millions and millions of downloads. It's widely famous as a habit builder. So you can come see this app. If you love storytelling, you're going to love this app because it's based on beautiful stories that help you self-coach and build healthy habits into your day. So you can use that app, but you can also find me as a coach within that app if you want to work with me in that way. However, there is a second app, which is my own app. It will be the Restful Sleep app. And it's soon to come out and it's going to have all of my online courses, but also free content in terms of short breathing exercises, movement exercises, all of the things, exercises for bringing more pleasure and boundaries and things like this into your day. So this will all be available on my Restful Sleep app. But you can sign up on my newsletter and see news about this as it comes
along. These things take time too, but they're coming up. When we put up it, everything is possible. Thank you so much, Masha. I hope that the people will have some inspiration. And I hope that at least tonight they will have a very good sleep.
I hope so too. And remember, good sleep starts the moment you wake up. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Merci für die Nullausstrecken und ob dieser Platz. So also schon auch merci der CMCM, die diesen Podcast unterstützt. Die könnt also auch Feedback geben oder Informationen aufrufen auf bewell@mosquito.lu oder auf die sozialen Netzwerke. Und in dem Sinn, be well.